Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 28th edition. We've got a 13-game slate on tap. Lots going on. Lots and lots of offense to attack on tonight's slate. So it should be a fun one, but there is some weather concerns to keep in mind when you're breaking it all down. But before we do so, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It would help the podcast go a long, long way. And go check out the guys over at quantedge.com doing some great stuff over there. Baseball rest of the season for $124.99. Get the all sports package for $19.99 for your first month, or a 5-day trial for $5. You can try them all out with promo code Bubba. So go check it over there at thequantedge.com. If you choose to go the free route with things, come to fantasysportsdegens.com and check out the Fantasy Degens Slack chat, where there's stuff going on in all sports all the time. So come check all of that out. But as we get it going, the weather concerns, St. Louis, Philadelphia, in Philly. Wind blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour. You have potential rain at about 35%. When you're looking at Detroit at Baltimore, wind blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour, which is always fine. And then Cleveland at Boston, winds blowing in from right about 11 miles an hour. And there is like 80% chances of rain there. So the Cleveland-Boston game is looking a little bleak at the moment. And then lastly, Arizona at Colorado. Wind blowing in from left about 13 miles an hour. Take that with a grain of salt in Colorado. More importantly, 35 to 40% chances of rain. So what it comes down here is you got Cleveland-Boston is nasty weather-wise. Philadelphia and Colorado, 35 to 40% chances of rain, to keep an eye on those. So this 13-game slate could change a bit, but at the same time, the day could change a lot, as this is just a first look podcast at 5:30 in the morning Pacific time. So a lot can change by lock. We're like almost 11 hours away from lock. So long ways to go here. Let's see what the totals are on this slate. Padres at Yankees, total of, or that's not on the slate. Tigers at Orioles, total of 9. Cardinals, Phillies, 10.5. Indians, Red Sox, 9.5. Giants, Marlins, 7.5. Blue Jays, Rays, waiting on that because the opener, Stanek, then Yarborough. Nationals, Braves, 8.5. Cubs, Astros, 9.5. Royals, White Sox, 8.5. Brewers, Twins, 9.5. D-backs, Rockies, 12.5. Anaheim, Oakland, waiting on that one because the Angels are using an opener, as Tropiano will be the second man out there for the Halos. Mets, Dodgers, total 8. Rangers, Mariners, 9.5. So here you have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of our 13 totals at this point in time, the two we don't even have, are 9 or higher. Actually, 9.5. Or no, 9 or higher. I'll give you 9 or higher. It's another one. Another offensive juggernaut of an evening. So let's see where we're attacking the bats on this 13-game slate. Steven Strasburg's 11-8. Frankie Montas, 11-3. I'll pass. Strasburg can be great, but at 11-8, he's got to be lights out great. And I think you can get similar production elsewhere on this slate. So I will pass on that one. Frankie Montas, love Frankie Montas. 11-3 versus a team that does not strike out a lot. I will pass. But Rich Hill at 10-8 will start my interest on this slate. He's facing a New York Mets team that you can definitely take advantage of. Rich Hill's been great in his last two starts. Got 6 innings in both of them. He still hasn't gone past 96 pitches in his last 4 starts since coming back. Or his last 5 starts since coming back from the IL. It's 85 to 96. He threw 90 his last time out. I think it's going to be like last year. I remember Kenta Maeda, it wasn't a pitch count thing. It was an innings thing. So I could see Rich Hill being like a 6 and out type guy, which kind of does hurt his value. But at the same time, he's racking up 28% strikeout rate and a 51.5% ground ball rate. And you got a Mets team that has a 23.5% strikeout rate versus left-handed pitching. They have the lowest team total at 3.2, lefties 197, righties 286. So Rich Hill at 10-8 does start the ascent into this upper bracket of pitching and definitely is an intriguing option up top. Matt Boyd at 10-3 at the Baltimore Orioles. You got to be careful. The Baltimore Orioles can be a little sneaky when it comes to their offense versus left-handed pitching, GPP relevant. But in four games on the road this year, he has a 3.33 ERA with 23.8 DraftKings points per start, coming off a great start against the Miami Marlins, great against Oakland. But you look at his recent, he hasn't been on the road in quite a while. White Sox 23.3, Boston 16.6, Yankees 33.5. Boy's been very, very good this year. And again, it's a Baltimore team you can pick on. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Boyd almost has a 30% K rate, 13% swinging strike rate, and a 38% ground ball rate. So lots to like there. And it's a Baltimore team with a 4-4-5 team total. Lefties 206, righties 296 versus Matt Boyd. So Boyd's in a great spot today. If he's locating his pitches well, he could be in for a big night against Baltimore at 10-3. Lucas Giolito. Yes, Lucas Giolito is $9,900. And he's earned it. He has been damn good. He's been much better on the road than at home, so keep that in mind. 4.77 ERA at home, 1.8 on the road. This is two starts versus Kansas City this year. He's averaging 21.7 DraftKings points per start. He's only gone 9 1/3 innings in those two starts, which is crazy. But he has 13 strikeouts, allowing for that 21.7 points per start. He's been that good. He has 21 or more DraftKings points in four straight starts. He has 31 or more DraftKings points in three of those four starts. At Houston, Toronto, at Cleveland. He has been outstanding. Last start against Kansas City, 2 2/3, 5 Ks for 14.8. I believe that was a weather issue there. His other start, 6 2/3, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 28.6. Lucas Giolito has been real. $9,900 is crazy when you think about it, but he's earned it. KC strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Giolito, 28.5% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. Coming off a complete game shutout, not always the best time to attack a pitcher, but Kansas City has a 3.9 team total, lefties 299, righties 275. So you can definitely look at Lucas Giolito at 9,900. Lastly, weather permitting, David Price at 94 is in a great spot here against the Cleveland Indians. He's been outstanding at home this year, 1.39 ERA at home compared to 4.08 on the road. Last few home starts, Tampa Bay 19-3, Baltimore 32. Those are the last two that show up. He's been on the road quite a bit of late. He scared a lot of people in his last start, leaving after like 15 pitches with the flu. He had the shits, people. It's tough to pitch when you have the shits. So just think about it that way. David Price has almost 29% K rate, 43% ground ball rate, and faces a Cleveland team that strikes out 24% of the time versus lefties. They have a team total of 3.95. Lefties 250, righties 301. And when you look at the Indians, a 293 wOBA and a 140 ISO versus left-handed pitching. They're very, very, very bad versus left-handed pitching. It's just a matter of, does this game play? Because the weather is horrible there. So keep that in mind when you're looking at David Price. It's a great price for him. It's a great spot for him. I think he's a great option tonight if the weather permits. If it doesn't and it gets rained out, well, we'll be talking about David Price this time tomorrow morning. All right, so 9K and above. I got Rich Hill 1, David Price 2, Matt Boyd 3, Lucas Giolito 4. But they're all really good in their own rights. And it could just be you play the ownership game or you play the savings game. They all have their own validity at these price points. Dropping below 9K, it felt weird saying Lucas Giolito at 9,900. It feels weird saying Dylan Bundy at 85. But he's earned it. Detroit at Baltimore. He's facing the Detroit Tigers team. That's been very, very bad this year. Giolito, you know, had 12.6 at the Yankees his last time out, but 27.2 at Cleveland, 5.7 against the Angels, 25.5 against Tampa. He's been very, very hit and miss, but one thing he's been doing is striking out a ton of guys of late. Bundy's bringing a 24% K rate into the night's game, 36% ground ball rate, and Dylan Bundy, of all people, hard contact of only 26%. That is very, very impressive. And it's a Detroit Tigers team which strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Bundy is a very intriguing play on this slate. Detroit's got a 4.55 team total, lefties 304, righties 349. But you look at Detroit, I already talked about the high strikeout rate. They have a 279 wOBA and a 138 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's not good. Is Dylan Bundy going to be stressful to play at $8,500? Oh, hell yeah. There's no doubt about it. But the fact he's priced up might actually lower his ownership and become a very intriguing play versus Detroit. It's not a must by any means. Not a lock-in spot. Very intriguing at $8,500. Trevor Richards is $8,200 at home against the Gigantes. You can target the Giants any time you like. Trevor Richards, very hot and cold of late, but 17.4 at Detroit. We used him in that one. 15 against the Mets, and then some really shaky starts before that. So it's a rough start, rough spot, but a great matchup against the San Francisco Giants. A Giants team striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Trevor Richards, 21% K rate, but only a 35.5% ground ball rate and a walk rate of 11.5%. So he gets himself in a lot of his own trouble. But the Giants have the second lowest team total at 3.7. Lefty's 326, righty's 321. And the Giants have a 285 WOBA, first right-handed pitching. It's very, very bad out by the Bay. So Trevor Richards at 82 is definitely in play on this slate. If you want to be a little contrarian to get some low ownership, Max Fried, $8,100. I love this play, GPP-wise, because the Nationals, they can wake up from time to time, but overall, rather cold. Max has been very, very good at home, a 2.08 ERA at home, averaging almost 18 DraftKings points per start compared to 3.81 ERA on the road. Has not faced the Nats yet this year, but 17 or more points in three straight starts for Fried. He had a big hiccup at the Dodgers, but then prior to that, 29-4, 16-20. He's been pitching very, very good this season. Gets, again, a Nats team that can be sketchy, but they do strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Fried, 22.5% K rate, almost 56% ground ball rate. A Nationals team with a team total of 4.2, lefties 255, righties 304 versus Fried. So he's been very good. The Nats do have a 360 WOBA and a 202 ISO versus lefties, which is outstanding. But they strike out a lot. Fried's been very, very good. If you want to be a GPP contrarian play, Fried at 81 I like quite a bit. Last but not least here, Jeff Samardzija is $7,700 at the Miami Marlins. Samardzija better at home than on the road, as you'd expect. But this is the Miami Marlins. They're peskier than shit. They messed with Scherzer yesterday. Really only got, you know, only got six innings because of the pitch counts and the lack of strikeouts or something special. But Miami does strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So that was kind of a weird, fluky deal. Samardzija gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. The ballpark will help him there. The Marlins have a 3.8 team total, third lowest on the slate. They have a 270 WOBA and a 101 ISO versus right-handed pitching, which is really, really bad. So Samardzija, as bad as he's been at 7,700, is in play. So you're 7 and 8K guys. I got Bundy 1, Trevor Richards 2, Shark 3, Max Fried 4. All right, last guy I'll mention here as your punt of the night is Marco Gonzalez, $6,900 at home against the Texas Rangers. Marco's been averaging 13 points at home, 14.1 on the road. But against Texas in two starts this year, he's thrown 14 innings, given up one earned run. That was a home run. Walked one and struck out 12 over 14. He's averaging 24.3 points per start against the Texas Rangers. He faced him his last time out, seven innings, 3 Ks in Texas, 14.4 DraftKings points. His start at home was seven shutout innings with 9 Ks for 34.2. So Marco at 69 is definitely in play. He's got some good history against the Rangers there. When you break it on down a little farther, Texas strikes out almost 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching, so you can exploit that. 43% ground ball rate for Marco. Not a big strikeout guy, as you saw. Three in Texas, but nine at home. Texas, they do strike out more versus lefties, so that can help Marco quite a bit. They have a 4.4 team total. Lefties 314, righties 312, but only a 307 WOBA versus lefties for the Texas Rangers. So Marco at 69 is a punt play indeed. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. You got Rich Hill up top, David Price, Matt Boyd, Lucas Giolito. That's 9K and above. In your 7 and 8K range, Trevor Richards, Dylan Bundy, Trevor Richards, Shark, Max Fried. And your punt is Marco Gonzalez. Now let's get to the bats on this 13-game banger going to the catcher position. You got the likes of JT Realmuto. If you want to pay up versus Wainwright, it's very intriguing, but let's start with the likes of like Omar Narvaez versus Jesse Chavez at 44. You got Alex Avila and Coors versus Antonio Sensatella. And the member Sensatella is Muerda. Muy Muerda. It's $4,300 there. You go down farther, you got the likes of James McCann, 41. But I'd stick with Avila and Navarez up top. Or you could drop down to likes of Jason Castro at 4K versus Zach Davies. That's definitely a guy in play for you. You could look at Josh Fegley against Garcia and Tropiano at 3,900. He could be a cheaper option. Blake Swihart, if he's playing again, he's batting like fifth or sixth yesterday. He's catcher outfield eligible at 3,800 bucks for Sensatella and Coors. Makes Swihart an option. Usually he wouldn't be. Jorge Alfaro at 3,600 versus Samardzija. Alfaro's starting to really heat up. So there's some options here at catcher, depending on how much money you want to spend. Ronnie Chirinos, if you want to fade Lester at 35 in a GPP, you can definitely go there. Not a problem with that at all. As you drop below Chirinos, though, it does get a little groggier. There's no sugarcoat in that one. But that's when it turns into, do you go with the likes of maybe a Yan Gomes or a Kurt Suzuki or an Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, or do you just say, screw it, and I'm punting all the way at the bottom? That all depends on what lineups come out. So it's Alfaro and above recommendations for now until we see lineups at the catcher position. First base, you got Belly Bombs at 58 versus Mats. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. If you want to play Belly, you play him. He took DeGrom way deep yesterday. Like, way deep. That was a moon shot, a piss missile, as they would say. Anthony Rizzo at 5,500 bucks. I wrote him up in the free DeQuant Edge article yesterday because he has been absolutely white hot. He's averaging 15.5 over his last 10. And what did he do in his first at bat? He took Gerrit Cole to pound town. So you look at his numbers, 21, 8, 11, 24, 31, 22, 9, 13, 16 in his last 9 games. He's been that damn good. He's 5,500 versus Corbin Martin. I respect the heck out of Corbin Martin. I really, really do. But at the same time, you don't get in front of a train like Anthony Rizzo. The Cubs have a 4.5 team total. Super small sample with Corbin Martin, but he's got some massive reverse splits in his first few starts. Lefty's 223, righty's 401. That, I think, will be different as time goes on. H of the Rizzo at 55 is a great play in that matchup. If you want to play up for Vogelbach, you can. He put one into the upper decks yesterday at 5,200. But I'd slide down to like Freddie Freeman in the GPP versus Strasburg is intriguing. If you want to save some cash and get weird, Strasburg's obviously very, very good. But when looking at Atlanta, they have a 4.3 team total. Lefty's 247, righty's 234. Freeman's a GPP type play just with his upside against a guy like Strasburg. Going down farther, like Jose Abreu at 47, massive upside in that matchup. If you choose to go there, Hunter Dozier with Giolito in the GPP, I can understand it. Going on down even farther, though, Big Meat Pete, Alonzo, 4,500 versus Rich Hill. We know Rich Hill's only going about 6 innings, so keep that in mind. But Petey's been very, very good. When you look at the Mets, lefty's 197, righty's 286 versus Rich Hill. So Pete Alonzo at 45 could be a nice little contrarian play in that one. Same with Trey Mancini versus Matt Boyd at 44. Going down farther, though, like a Justin Smoke, you will face a lefty Yarbrough after a while, so keep that in mind. Renato Nunez, he's always in play in a GPP versus a lefty. He went deep again yesterday. He was super low owned. In his last 10 games, he's hit 6 homers. He's averaging 13.1 DraftKings points over his last 6. Colorado helps, but he was even doing it before Colorado. 18 yesterday, 5, 24, 14. That takes us through Colorado. Then 23 and 22 in New York, a 0 at 23 in New York. So swinging a hot stick is Renato Nunez. Loves him some lefties at 4,300 GPP only. Going down farther, like a Matt Carpenter with Nick Pivetta for Nick Pivetta's return to the bigs at 41 is worth a look. But Matt Olson against Garcia and Tropiano at 4K, very nice value in that one. If you're looking to save some cash at the position, I can get behind some Matt Chapman very, very well. Farther down you look, though, it does get a little bleaker. Maybe a Nico Goodrum versus Bundy at 35. I can definitely utilize that as some value. Other than that, check your lineups, but that'd be about as far as I'd go on this one. Second base, Ketel Marte and Coors versus Sensatella at 58. I like that quite a bit. You got Chavis is always interesting, but Brandon Lau versus Richards, not so much today. But so Marte, you can go with some Whit Merrifield if you choose. Otherwise, go down to like a Jonathan Scope at 45. Moustakas is lefty-lefty, so be careful. Vargas of the Arizona Diamondbacks, second base, third base. I'm not even going to try to say it. Vargas of the Diamondbacks, 4,300 bucks. Second base, third base eligible at 4,300. Makes for a cash game play with some GPP upside in Coors, especially because he's towards the top of that order, so keep an eye on him. Cesar Hernandez has been white hot. He's 4,200 bucks versus Adam Wainwright, so keep an eye on him as well. Just sucks where he hits in the order. Brendan Rodgers at 42 is a nice piece of Colorado second base shortstop. Merrill Kelly's been horrible on the road. We'll see if that continues tonight, but good spot for him there. Going below the 4K now, like Ozzie Albies in a GPP at 38 is worth a look. Chad Pinder at 37 if you need to. Same with Tommy La Stella, but I'd rather not if I don't have to. Adrianza, if he's in the Minnesota lineup, second base, third base at 36, I can definitely get behind that one. Hanser Alberto loves his lefties. He's 3,500 versus Matt Boyd. Again, Boyd, I respect the hell out of, but that's some serious savings. Nicky Lopez at 34. Luis Arias, second base, third base for Minnesota. He's in play as well. Put up 14 points last night. He's 3,400 for the Twins. So there's definitely some options down here if you choose. Third base, you got Arenado at 59 against Kelly. I like that a lot, of course. If you want to fade Max Fried, Rendon at the 58 is interesting, but Eduardo Escobar at 57. So you got Arenado and Escobar and Coors, both outstanding plays. I really don't think Boston plays, but if it does, Rafael Devers is a great play yet again at 5,600. Just crushing baseballs, hit one off the monster yesterday. Really, really hitting the ball well. So keep an eye on Rafi at 56. At that point, though, I'd still try to get up to Escobar or Arenado if I had to go up that high at the position. But going on down, you got like Miguel Sano in a GPP at 47. I can get behind that. Same with Hunter Dozier at 46. Yoan Moncada at 45 has got some upside there versus Keller. No doubt about that. Mentioned Vargas from Arizona. He's 43. But Matty Chapman, he's hitting lefties. He's hitting righties. He's hitting everyone. He went deep again yesterday. That's his fourth home run in his last 10 games. He's averaging 11 DraftKings points over his last 10. He has 17 or more in three straight games. He's really, really having a great season. And he's $4,300 versus Garcia and then Tropiano of the Anaheim Angels. So keep an eye on him for some cheap value. Matty Carpenter at 41 as well is a nice play. If you don't want to trust Steven Matz, and I usually don't, he'll throw his good games from time to time. The Dodgers have a 4.8 team total. Lefties 382, righties 324. You get a guy like Justin Turner at 4,100. Definitely put some upside at the dish for you. We know he in his career he's matched lefties. Kind of having a slow season, but his last three games, 10, 23, and 10. A 5 and a 10, so 10 or more in four of his last five. You can give Justin Turner a shot there at 41. Some serious upside in that matchup. Farther down you look, though, you kind of pick your poisons. Brian Anderson, third base outfield versus Shark at 38 is very, very much in play as a value. Marvin Gonzalez, third base outfield, kind of missed on having the first base eligibility, but third base outfield works. Averaged 8 over his last 10. He's kind of slowed down a 3-2 and a 4 in his last 3 before his just insane pace before that. But 3,700 versus Zach Davies does give you some nice savings on this slate if you choose to go there. Kyle Seager is back for the Seattle Mariners since his return. 12, 4, and 10. He's swinging a decent stick. He was batting second last night. He's $3,700 versus Jesse Chavez and the rest of the Texas Rangers bullpen. So you get some savings there with Kyle Seager. Don't hate that at all. Mentioned Adrianza earlier at 36. Hanser Alberto at 35. Luis Arias at 34. So there's definitely some options down here if you choose to go that way. So second base and third base have some value if needed. Shortstop, Eduardo Escobar once again at 57 is in play, and so is Trevor Story at 55. Those are your captain obvious plays of the day. If you want to fade Giolito, Alberto Mondesi is 52, but Jorge Polanco at 51 versus Zach Davies is oh so nice. Minnesota 505 team total, lefties 337, righties 305 versus Zach Davies, so very much a play there for Mr. Polanco. Farther down you look, though, you got the guys like Elvis Andrus or Marco Gonzalez at 49 if you want to be a little different there. That'll go overlooked. Frenchie Lindor if that game plays, but Trey Turner, 4,600 versus Max Fried is an option. One I do like a lot at 45. We're getting a bit of a discount as the price has dropped a little bit over of late, but he's averaging 7 points in his last 10, and that is Paul DeJong. He has slowed down 6-2-0-4-2, but prior to that, 16-29. We know what the DeJong can do. He can DeJong all over the place. We got Nicky Pivetta making his return to the bigs, and St. Louis has a 5.05 team total. Lefties are 481. Righties were 423 versus Pivetta before he got sent down. We know how DeJong loves to crush right-handed pitching, especially in a nice ballpark like Philadelphia. Going down a little farther, you got Carlos Correa, who had the day off yesterday. Gets John Lester at $4,300. Don't mind that as a GPP play, as Correa can get to a lefty and righties can get to Lester. So something to think about there. Brendan Rodgers at 42 for some cheaper Coors. Talked about that already. Marcus Semien at 4K, Corey Seager at 4K, both interesting options in their matchups. Going down below 4K, though, it's always a little bleaker at this position. Like, Freddie Galvis is in play at 36. He went deep yesterday. You can look at him. But other than that, there's nothing that really stands out a ton at this point in time. Maybe once lineups come out, we'll get a few things, but nothing crazy. Like Amed Rosario's down here, but he's facing Rich Hill at 3,200. I don't hate it as a punt. Just not something you're looking to run to do. So we'll have to check lineups and see what value comes out at shortstop, but it's loaded up top as usual. Outfield, Christian Yelich at 58 versus Perez. GPP is in play, but Ketel Marte at 58 is a great play. Cody Bellinger at 58 is a really good play. Austin Meadows is just straight fire right now. You got Clayton Richard starting in the Toronto bullpen. 29 more points last night. 29, 38 in his last two. 29, 38, 3, and 12 in his last four. Austin Meadows is a beast. Absolute beast. It's got to be a hell being a Pirates fan and seeing Austin Meadows do that day in and day out. $5,700 there is a great price. You got Jerod Dyson and Coors at 57. Not bad. Going down farther like Max Kepler, Eddie Rosario, both 55. I like those quite a bit. Kepler's swinging a really hot stick. So both those are great plays there versus Davies. Very, very expensive plays as well. So keep that in mind. You got Adam Jones and Coors at 55 in play. Just Dongs, Martinez, double dong yesterday. He's 5,400, but I doubt that game plays. If you want to be contrarian, Juan Soto at 5,300 is on fire right now. And he's facing the lefty. He's averaging 12.4 in his last 10. Only put up a wee 5 points yesterday. Poor Juan. But he mashes lefties, and he'll go overlooked because people are still oblivious to that kind of stuff that don't pay attention or listen to quick hits, that he mashes lefties, so no one's going to play him lefty-lefty matchup. And it's a good matchup because Fried's a good pitcher, so that might be the... If he struggles, it's because Fried's the good pitcher, not because it's lefty-lefty. That's what I'm trying to say. So Soto at 53, good play. Senju Chu and a GPP at 51, yeah, maybe. But Avisel Garcia at 49 versus Clayton Richards, I like that a lot. Avi, we know he can target versus left-handed pitching. Same with Tommy Pham at 48. I've been mentioning it. He was on a cold streak. I was talking about it last week. He's really heating up, averaging 11.3 over his last 10, 16, 7, 21, 5, 24, 18 over his last 6. So Tommy Pham is back. He's $4,800 against Clayton Richards. That is a great play. Marcelo Zuna at 48 versus Pavetta is very solid as well. Sliding on down some more, you can ride the hot streak of Andrew McCutchen versus Waino at 47. Don't hate that at all. Philadelphia's got a 5.45 team total. Lefty's 366, righty's 303. So zero problem riding that Philadelphia wave when you're looking at this one. Farther down you go, though, Mitch Haniger, Domingo Santana are both in play if you want to go to Seattle. I'm not going to tell you not to. There's a lot of places to go on this slate, and Seattle's not one of my favorite spots. But they are in a great matchup versus some crappy pitching in Texas. Trey Mancini in a GPP, yes. I'll even go Ronald Acuna in a GPP. If you want to get weird, go like Acuna, Freeman, maybe just a two-man, or maybe add on like a Marquez or something versus Strasburg. I can go there. It's GPP only. It can go horribly, horribly wrong, but the upside is there. I can see that. Ryan Braun versus lefty, Martin Perez at 44. We know Braun versus lefties is a big boy thing. Alex Gordon versus Giolito at 43 has some upside as well. I kind of want to target Giolito. I love Giolito. I think Giolito can just deal. I would not be shocked if he dealt in this one. But it's one of those everyone's now in love with Giolito moments. I have a weird feeling about that one. But you never know. He could absolutely deal. I'm going to probably have some pitching. I might put one little Royal stack together as well just to kind of cover my bases. Bryce Harper versus Adam Wainwright at 43 is value. Massive value in that one. Big time value in that one. Play Bryce Harper if you feel like you want to, because he's going to go on a heater sooner than later, and Wainwright could be the cure for that heater. Ramiel Tapia, likely leading off for Colorado at 4,300 versus Kelly. That's a very good value for a Coors player. Same with David Dahl at 42. So Dahl and Tapia, that's really good value, like really stupid good value for Coors against Merrill Kelly, a guy that struggles on the road tremendously. The Rockies have a 6.55 team total. Lefties 378, righties 381 versus Merrill Kelly. So that's a really good value there with Tapia and Dahl. You can really take advantage of that. Going on down some more, like Victor Robles, Lo Kane at 41, GPP. Nick Castellanos is on fire. Mentioned it yesterday. He had 12 more points. 12, 21, 5, 10, 11 in his last five. So 10 or more in four of his last five. Maybe more cash game than GPP, but the upside's there versus a guy like Dylan Bundy at 4,000. Sliding on down a little farther, going below the 4K range. You got the likes of Kyle Schwarber at 39 versus Corbin Martin. I like that quite a bit, likely leading off there. Very good play below 4K for you. Nomar Mazara in a GPP at 39. Curtis Granderson in a GPP at 38. Brian Anderson at 38 for Miami as well. Brings some value. Blake Swihart and Coors at 38. A little bit of upside there. Farther down you go, though, Brandon Belt at 37 if you so choose. Like Marvin Gonzalez at 37 is in play at that price point for sure. Steven Piscotty at 37. We prefer Piscotty versus lefties, but still a very good look there. Chad Pinder's okay. I like Piscotty at 37 quite a bit if you want to go there. 3,600, Jacoby Jones quietly playing well. 5, 11, 20, 27 in his last four. Gets Dylan Bundy. So if you're looking for some savings, Jacoby Jones can be your guy. Eloy Jimenez will be a GPP play every day. He's our new Franmil Reyes right now. His power is limitless. He just hasn't put the consistency together. He's $3,600 for Keller. He is a GPP play 100% of the time on this one. Like, that is a great value. He can put up a complete goose egg. No doubt about it. He can also double dong, thus the GPP play. Thus, who've listened long enough understand this because of what I said about Franmil Reyes. Now he's like mid-4Ks every night. And there we go. You jump on him now. It doesn't work every night, but the nights it does, it just catapults you up the standings. Nico Goodrum at 35, I can get behind that. Charlie Tilson at 35, another nice value, especially if he's towards the top of that White Sox lineup. Jose Martinez, only 3,500 versus Nick Pavetta. Dexter Fowler at 3,500. No, that's Dustin Fowler. Okay, never mind. That makes more sense. But there are some cheapies down here. Very interesting stuff here. Check your lineups because this could get fun, especially with some of the Marlins guys like Austin Dean, Cooper. If you want to fade some Marlins, they're down here cheap too. So lots of value if you choose. There's value on a few positions tonight. So we'll see how it all breaks down once the lineups get released. All right, recapping your pitching, 9K and above. I got Rich Hill. I got David Price, Matt Boyd, Lucas Giolito. In the 7 and 8K range, Bundy, Richards, Shark, Freed. Down below, Marco Gonzalez. Stack attack tonight. You got to like some Tampa Bay versus Clayton Richards is very, very intriguing. But you really got to like Coors, of course, Colorado and Arizona. Both really, really good looks there because Kelly and Sensatella are not good. Philadelphia versus Waino. Very, very intriguing there. You can take a peek at Seattle. It's supposed to be Chavez, then Sampson. So that's an interesting one in that matchup. St. Louis versus Pavetta. Pavetta returning to the bigs. That whole game there, St. Louis and Philadelphia, definitely stackable. Minnesota's expensive, but does have an upside there versus Zach Davies, especially from the left side of the plate. Houston versus John Lester. Lefty's 389, righty's 355. The bubble will burst on Lester eventually. Houston's offense just has been really, really bad. Like, that lineup they put out yesterday was horrible, but they scored runs. So, we'll see. The Dodgers versus Steven Matz, I think, will be overlooked. I think that could be very good. The White Sox versus Brad Keller is outstanding. Lefty's 373, righty's 357. So a lot to like there with the White Sox. Lots of ways to go. Detroit versus Bundy's always got upside. Cubs versus Martin. Lots and lots of angles to pick on this slate, even the Marlins versus Sharks. So we'll break it all down. We'll talk about it in both the chats and see where that continues to go as the day goes on and lineups come out. BVP on this slate, Odubel Herrera, 5-for-9 with a home run versus Adam Wainwright. Gene Segura has been red hot. 10-for-22, double and a homer. I probably didn't even mention him. I forgot, but Gene Segura, just play the guy if you're stacking him especially. Bryce Harper, 9-for-20, 2 doubles and a homer. McCutcheon, 18-for-61. That's a .295 average, 6 doubles, a triple, 2 homers. As a team, they're hitting .348 versus Waino. So Philly in a really, really good spot there. Yadier, Jericho, Carpenter, Ozuna have all taken Pavetta deep. Carlos Santana, 11-for-34, 4 doubles versus David Price. Neil Walker's got 2 homers on Shark. Freddie Freeman, oh. This makes it even better, the GPP love I gave earlier. 17-for-48. That's a .354 average. 5 doubles, 4 home runs off Samardzija. Dansby Swanson's taking him deep. Brian McCann, 7-for-21. A double and a triple. Markakis, 10-for-36. 2 doubles and a homer. As a team, they're at .322 off Strasburg. Interesting. Michael Brantley, 8-for-24. 2 doubles versus Lester. The White Sox, Lurie Garcia, 4-for-11. 2 doubles. Yomer Sanchez, 2 doubles. Tim Anderson, Yonder Alonso taking Brad Keller deep. Soler, Hearn, and Merrifield have all taken Giolito deep. They're in a .123 versus Lucas. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Farther down we look, trying to find some more BVP for you here. Joey Gallo's got 2 home runs off Marco Gonzalez. Not much showing up on this. Justin Turner, 2 homers off of Steven Matz. Kiki Hernandez has 1. David Fries has 1 as well. Conforto's taken Rich Hill deep twice. Last bit of info, Mike Tucker updated the MLB DFS sheets he's building. He's building more and more. There's more to come with this. But when you look at his top point projections for the pitching. Lucas Giolito, 1. Frankie Montas, 2. Strasburg, 3. Boyd, 4. Rich Hill, 5. When you're looking for your first value, Shark comes up 6th. So there's definite value there. If you look at, instead of projected points, but you look at projected value, Giolito, Bundy, Richards, Perez, Montas, Boyd, Samardzija are your best projected value pitchers on this slate. We're looking at DraftKings scoring for the bats, the best projected bats, Arenado, Devers. You got the likes of Max Kepler on this list. But let's look at projected value and see what we come up with on this one with the bats here. Give me a second. And I can't get it filtered properly. But if you go this direction, it's a lot easier. There we go. All right, your top projected values on this slate. Steven Piscotty, Max Kepler, Mr. Vargas from Arizona. Voila, third. JBJ, Wilson Ramos, Mark Canha, Matt Carpenter, Echevarria, so on and so forth. So some nice value to take a peek at as well. But lots going on these sheets. Lots and lots of stuff. He's building more and more, as I said. So come check those out at FantasySportsDegens.com, at FantasyDegens on Twitter, and at the FantasySportsDegens Slack chat. Lots going on there. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped last night for myself and Jesse, previewing this week's PGA Tour action at the Memorial. To get your DraftKings lineups ready, go check that out. Highly recommend it. Only like 45 minutes. In, out, perfect. Bench with Bubba, episode 174 with Colin Weatherwax, dropped last night. Recapping the week that was in Fab, the NFBC second chance drafts that Colin was in, and the overall ADP changes from the beginning of the year till now. Pretty cool stuff there. Again, go check out thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba for whatever you need. But enjoy your Tuesday. Fun 13-game slate on tap. If you have any questions, again, hit me up. Come to the member Discord at TQE or the Slack chat for Fantasy Degens. But until then, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 28th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.